We're in a storm. How you guys doing down there? We're in a storm. No, it's pretty good out there. It's not. If there's anything, it's a. I don't even know if it's anything out there. Not for us. It's just no more than a summer shower. But we're in a storm, and it's not a hurricane. Makalese. But when it comes on multiple fronts, I was reminded today of what it takes. I was in that place and slipped over for just a little bit. I wish I'd have stayed longer, could have stayed longer. But again, this thing, this supernatural thing that we call an outpouring, it cannot and it won't be birthed by anything less than true intercessory prayer. Hallelujah. It can't be. Hallelujah. I know this for certain. I'm positive. I'm just 1,000% sure of this. Another wonderful teaching message alone is not going to birth this. A wonderful series. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth that leads and guides us into all truth, and His Word is truth. But another good series is not going to. It's not going to be enough for this baptism of presence and glory that we're asking for. You can't get it entirely by good teaching that helps, or good series. I know why he's gotten most into programs. I know why. But I know this, the only antidote, the only answer is for us to continue to extend ourselves and into edification that will eventually extend itself, male and female, into deep groanings of the Spirit. It's the only way it's going to be birthed. Hallelujah. The anointing for a good sermon is fine. You can leave edified and you may be built up. But for the cascade of this thing to come, and really what we're asking for is an atmosphere and a presence, another series, another sermon, another wonderful teaching message. Alone, it'll help, but alone it won't do it. And it all boils down to prayer. It always does. That's why he fights it so much. All boils down to prayer. Thank you, Jesus. He called, 1 Corinthians 12:28, he called the 8 operations. First, apostle, then prophet, then teacher, then miracles, which is the evangelist, gifts of healing, which is the pastor, helps, and then governments. And then the one that Dave said was the bottom rung of the ladder. You know, it started out with the apostles. With the apostle, that's the top. He gives doctrine and oversight and covering to the church. But it goes all the way down to diversity of tongues. Diversity of tongues. And That's the one that we're all supposed to be. But Dave, in his book, I hope you've read The Walk of the Spirit, The Walk of Power. But he says, why is the diversity of tongues listed last? He says it's because it's the bottom rung. It's the fire starter. It's where the power comes up and fuels all of the rest of the operations of God. So it's in that diversity of tongues, but amazing enough, the word says diversity, meaning plural, more than one. Now we know there's the tongue for self-edification. 1 Corinthians 14. It speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. So there's an edification tongue, and then there's the tongue that is a sign to the unbeliever where somebody will pray in tongues. And they didn't know that they were speaking another language, and the unbeliever says, I recognize that. It's a sign to the unbeliever. And then there's the tongue for interpretation, where a tongue is given and somebody will interpret. It's supposed to be the one giving it, should be the interpreter, but it's equal to prophecy. But then there's the tongue for deep groanings, the deep groanings of the Spirit. And I can tell you this by way of experience. I heard Dave talk about this for years, and some of you've had this experience, but I'm telling you that he's talking about that, this, and for a particular reason in this service, because of the battle that's out there and the fight. The absolute fight. If somebody said, I didn't know we were in a war. You won't, if you're caught up in your own world and fighting your own battles so much that he can't even get you to use you. And that's okay, because he loves you and he'll walk through your battles, even if that's your main focus. But I didn't know what this was, and there was 20 years. At least, maybe 25 years, I was filled with the Spirit and prayed in tongues 20 years before I ever met Dave Roberson. 30 years. I don't know. 20 years more. I was filled at 11. And then I didn't know you could pray in tongues as much as you want to, but I did. And I was like, sometimes I was scared that I was blaspheming because I didn't know if you could do that all the time. But I did. I would just, okay, if you get mad at me, God, I'm still going to keep doing it. I don't know. I thought it was supposed to be just when you felt the goosebumps. But I experienced the deep groanings of the Spirit. What's the deep groanings of the Spirit? It's when the Holy Spirit takes you over. Maybe it's for 5 minutes, maybe it's 10, maybe it's a half hour, maybe it's an hour. And takes and takes your natural, I would say natural, but it's your natural spiritual tongue of edification. And suspends it into a high place where the anointing steps over at another level of groanings that cannot be uttered. And it's not even your natural tongue. It's not even what you're accustomed to, but it slips you over. He pulls you over into a place because it's an extension of your edification process. And as you continue to extend yourself through periods of time, then he can come and get a hold of you. And you can't regulate this yourself, but you can prepare yourself. You can't say, I'm just going to slip into deep groanings of the Spirit. I wish you could. I was there just a little bit today. The only thing that upsets me is that it wasn't longer. But in those times, I can only explain it like this in the natural. Different times, even before I ever heard of deep groanings of the Spirit and how that the Holy Spirit would come and anoint and bring a groaning of authority, would bring an absolute authority that it would just Settle things. Absolutely settle things in the authority of the Spirit. And it was a now kind of, it was a, like equal to the gift of workings of miracles, like workings of miracles. There's been a few times where I've been used in the gift of miracles, and I didn't even know. There was a woman going into an absolute coma right here on the front row one day because of a diabetic attack. And I wasn't trying to show off. Everybody was trying to pray for her. She'd passed out, and she was like, I don't know what. Sugar was 800 or something. I don't know these. And I just said, step back. I said, right now. And just within a few minutes, she came back. And there was somebody over here that happened to, some kind of an attack. And several times where the miracles, gift of miracles and gift of faith. And it's like you're working above and beyond your natural level. When I say natural, I'd say normal level. But the Holy Spirit is wanting to do something among us to prepare us, because we're going to have to go to places in the Spirit like we never have before. The first time, I don't know how many times that it's happened to me. The first time I was, this is way before, I was young, probably in my 20s, and we had one child, Amber, and we were living at a duplex in Fort Myers. And I didn't know nothing about, none of this. I just knew just to pray in tongues. And I was, and I did pray in tongues even back then before I met Dave Roberson or The Walk of the Spirit, Walk of Power. I ever read that. And I was sitting at a desk and I was studying for my state test. And I wasn't in the Spirit. And Candy had taken Amber someplace so I could study, because it's a real hard test. And I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, I got an urge to pray in tongues. And I started praying in tongues, and my tongues went to a place. I was like, God, this is kind of scary. What's going on here? I thought, this is kind of scary. It was a little loud, and it wasn't my normal tongue of edification. And it lasted for about 10 minutes, and I felt something inside of me, like a deep groaning. I mean, something was turning on the inside. And I was like, well, that was strange. Ring, 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 the phone rings just as I'm getting done. But it went from my tongue of praying in tongues to then, that was strange to me also. Like, I got a relief, and then I got almost a laughter. I got a laughter, like, wow, something happened. I don't know what happened. I thought I'd never know what happened. I thought, I don't know if I'm weird or what. Ring, ring, ring. Hello? Bronk, my mom. Your sister's just been in a terrible car accident, rolled her car. We don't know how bad it is or what. And the amazing part was, she was just a couple of blocks. She didn't even live on my side of town. She's just a couple of blocks from where you live. She goes, she just rolled her car. She's been in a terrible accident. And I said, I know. And she's going to be okay. She said, you know? I said, yeah, God just did something. But I said, it's okay. I don't care what the. So I said, I'll go check on her, though. And I got my vehicle, went around the block. Sure enough, right in the middle of Palm Beach Boulevard, car's on it's on its top, and she's crashed, and she's standing there in the road, but she's alive. That's just the first experience with that. Hallelujah. There's been multiple experiences like that, but what he's wanting us to know is this. He wants us to come to a place where if we begin to ask for this, the next time, I don't know, it was maybe a few years later, we had Amber, Candy got pregnant, and she was carrying that child, and we lost it. And we were brokenhearted. We were brokenhearted. So 1 year from us losing that child, she got pregnant again. And a few months in, one day her water broke. You can't carry a baby without that fluid. And it broke and it was running out. And we were like, oh my God, we took her to the hospital or to the doctor. And he said, you've lost about, I think it was half of it. And he said, he was like, you know, you got a choice. You can do what you want, but it might be just best to just go ahead and do a DNC. And because if the baby does make it, and any body part gets outside of that sac, it's gonna be cut off. It'll very possible. Now I'm talking about Davy. Now, how many of you know she's here? So he said, "There's a possibility. There's a possibility." If you just are real still for several hours, it may seal itself up and regain the fluid. We just took her to the closest place. She lay down on a couch, but I went home. And I went home and we had just the year before lost one. And I got on the carpet and I was just going to pray. And then all of a sudden hear that thing comes. That thing is a deep groaning. It wasn't just an emotional like a father not wanting to lose a child. It was like, okay, thank you for taking me over. I know what's going to happen now. Thank you for taking me over. I know what's going to. So I laid there 10, 15, 20 minutes in deep groanings of intercession. And I knew, okay, he's got it. It's over. It's done. And sure enough, sealed back over, fluid. I could tell you story after story. The kids took a trip one time, and there was like three or four vans, and they went up to some place, and somebody that we didn't know was in witchcraft of all those kids, and they started going crazy. And they were coming back, and every van was filled with some kind of demonic manifestation. I never seen anything like it. I wasn't with them, but they called. They were calling me from different vans. It affected some of those kids. They said, what are we going to do? We're still 2 hours away, and there's crazy, absolutely crazy stuff. There was about 30, 40, 50 kids, I don't know. I said, let me pray. I started praying, went into that place and shut it down. And then when they rode up, come in here, they just jumped out like a bunch of zombies. Some of them were faking it, acting crazy, and some of them were half crazy with devils. And I just walked over and I just settled the whole thing in the authority of God, just dispersed it. Just dispersed it within 5 minutes. It was just all over. Davy walked out that back door one night when she was a teenager with Candy and I, and there was a vagrant laying on the sidewalk back there because we were bringing stuff in for a fellowship. She was scared, and she looked over, and she went to try to move away from that guy. He didn't even know we were there. He was probably drunk laying underneath the eave of the church. And she, all of a sudden, her ankle, it was horrible. She screamed as she fell off the edge of that concrete slab out there, and her ankle was like this. And I said, oh my God. And that guy, I don't even know whatever happened to him. We just picked her up, her screaming, bloody murder, just bloody murder. We should have called an ambulance because we finally put my flashers on, and I got pulled over by a deputy, but he let me go because you're not supposed to be going, 100 miles an hour on Naples-Mockley Road. But that's not the right thing to do. But we didn't have insurance, and $5,000, that's a minimum for an ambulance ride. But he was nice, and God was with us. But halfway there, Candy was praying, so I'm sure. I went in. I didn't know I was going to go in, but I went in, and when that thing that deep groanings come on me. When it did, she got quiet. And when they x-rayed her leg, her ankle, there's nothing wrong. Straightened right back out, there's nothing wrong. Jesus. Understand this, saith the Spirit of grace. The war that you're in for revival will not be won by flesh and blood. And it won't be even won by the common things that you know, present tense, although those things are good. But male and female, young and old, I'm asking you to at least avail yourself and open up your spirit for me to come and get you with authority that you've never, ever experienced. For many, this will be a strange place. It is a private place, and it is a place born out of intimacy and extended hours and times praying the mysteries. But for me to receive that which I need from you in authority, I must be able to come and give you this realm of grace by which you're not able of your own self to move in. But for those who will offer their bodies a living sacrifice and spend the time giving themselves over to the tongue of edification, then know this, you'll be intercepted. I promise by my very own self, saith the Spirit of grace, that I'll intercept you at times, unbeknowing, and I'll slip you over into deep groanings where that you're able to turn things and that you're able to bring into effect the atmosphere that's necessary and conducive for this revival to take place, says the Spirit of grace. Makaresete, irindikorosete, you cannot of your own self do this, but it'll take no less than this for me to harvest and bring about this outpouring, says the Spirit of grace. So I'm asking you first to spend the hours in edification, but I'm asking you also to say yes with an awareness that there's even higher realms of authority in intercession than what you've known. So stay in that place and watch. Watch very diligently, like someone that's standing in a watchful place waiting for something to happen. And I'll slip you over. Your personal answers are on this path as well of authority. But I've got a greater vision than just the individual. I've got a corporate outpouring that I want to bring to this city and to this region and other places, says the Spirit of grace. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, it's early, but I don't know anything else but this. But maybe the quarter after, or 20 after, and then I'll come back and say goodnight. But could we just go into prayer? And some of you, if you would, maybe you'll come and sit or stand around the altar. And those of you at home, I don't know anything, but Harry, just lead us in worship. Let's pray. Let's just go ahead and pray. Anybody want to come and stand or sit? Those of you at home. Just begin to worship with us and pray in the Spirit. Then I'd ask you to, if there's something that you could do, is there anything I can do? Yeah, you can say, Lord, start working inside of me. Another level of anointing. Slip me over into this place that changes things, that absolutely changes the atmosphere. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's go for a while. Just come and seek the Lord. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for coming tonight, and all of you that are watching. I just ask you to please don't forget the house of God to give and support it. Hallelujah. We love you. And we'll see you on Sunday. If you don't have to get up, if you don't want to, if you want to continue to pray a little bit more, but you're formally dismissed. God bless you. We love you. Amen.